Welcome for the for our regular seminar. I know we started a week ago, but I unfortunately couldn't attend. But so for me, this is the first one. I'm very happy that we can start with something which is my cup of tea, so to say, namely discourse annotation. And I think that what Magdalena is doing is something which is innovative, at least as far as our annotation of discourse is concerned. And I think that she has to handle some interesting linguistic phenomena. So I'm looking forward to her presentation. And Magdalena, it's your floor.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. The theme of my presentation is on discourse annotation in PDT, and I will speak about the possibilities of signaling a discourse relation, in other words, by which language means it is possible to express certain discourse relation in Czech. Firstly, I would like to introduce you the topics I would like to speak about in more details. So firstly, it is the difference between explicit discourse connectives and their alternative lexicalizations, in abbreviation alt lexis. Then I would like to introduce you their current annotation in the Prague dependency tree bank, and also how their future annotation could look like. Then I would like to introduce you my research on Czech alt lexis. It means mainly their lexical, syntactic, and semantic characterization, and also which old lexis in Czech may form some general patterns. I will also introduce you some problems with lemmatization, and finally some possible future issues, in other words, what we need to solve for our future world. So firstly, the difference between discourse connectives and their alternative lexicalizations in Czech. Connectives in PDT are understood expressions with connecting function at the level of discourse description. And there are listed several classes that are considered to be discourse connectives in PDT. So these are, firstly, coordinating conjunctions like and, but, therefore, subordinating conjunctions like although, then particle expressions, and also remarkizers like even, to, then several adverbs like then, also certain uses of pronouns like except for this, and some idiomatic multiple word connective means formed by linking of different expressions like on the one hand. Then elements formed by letters or numbers expressing enumeration like A, B, the first, the second, and finally two punctuation marks, colon, and dash. And that's all. These are the classes considered to be discourse connectives. Expressions that have the same or similar function but that belong to other classes are not considered discourse connectives in PDT. These expressions with a similar function but from other classes are called alternative lexicalizations of discourse connectives, and we use the abbreviation alt lexis. So for an illustration, I have there examples of a connective and alt lex. So an example of a connective could be therefore in Czech proto, and an example of alt lex, the reason is důvodem je. Other examples of alt lexis from PDT are, for example, přesně to specify, být výsledkem, be the result, s odůvodněním, with justification, souviset, be related, vyplývat, entail, za tím účelem, for that purpose, and so on. And now I would like to introduce you their current annotation in the Prague dependency tree bank. So, in the current stage of annotations, discourse relations are captured only if they are signaled by explicit discourse connectives, not alt lexis. It means if there is a certain discourse relation between two arguments, but it is signaled by other means than discourse connectives, it is not captured in the PDT. I have there an example of a connective from PDT. The result is a debt about $3.5 billion of the Russian Federation to the Czech Republic, which is about $385 million for Czech enterprises. And you may see there the Czech original from PDT. So there is a connective přičemž, which, in English, and it signals a discourse relation of specification between these two arguments. And now I would like to show you the picture, how it looks like in the Prague dependency tree bank. So as you know, this corpus uses three structures, and all discourse arrows, all discourse relations are captured by orange arrows. So you may see there the relation of specification between two arguments, and the abbreviation spets like specification and the connective to change which. So this is how it looks like in PDT. So as I have said, in the current stage of annotation, discourse relations signaled by old lexis are not captured. It means if a discourse relation is signaled by an old lex, there is no orange arrow, no discourse arrow in PDT. Such expressions are only marked with the annotator's comment old lex. Again, I have there an example of old lex from PDT. Privatization ministry rejected this approach with the argument that the future of business should be decided by new owners. Again, there is a Czech original. So we may see that there is an old lex with the argument that, in Czech's argumentaci, že, that signals a discourse relation of reason result between these two arguments. As we may ask, why did privatization ministry reject this approach? And we may answer, because the future of business should be decided by new owners. So there is a discourse relation between these two arguments, but in the current stage of annotations, it is not captured. So we may see that there is only the annotator's comment old lex, and the old lex itself's argumentaci že with the argument that. So of course, capturing of discourse relations by Czech old lexes is our aim for our future work. And now I would like to introduce you possible future annotation of Czech old lexes in PDT that should copy the annotation of explicit discourse connectives. And firstly, several arguments why to capture also these relations. So both connectives and old lexes have similar function to connect two discourse arguments. And therefore, there is no need to capture only the relations signaled or expressed by one of them. So the task for the next stage is to annotate also these discourse relations. And another reason may be that discourse connectives and old lexes are sometimes even interchangeable. There is again an example from PDT. The Brazilian football player attacked his opponent in today's match. This is the reason why he will not play in the next three matches. So we may see that there is an old lex. This is the reason why, in Czech, to je důvod proč, that again signals a discourse relation of a reason result. And in this context, it is replaceable by an explicit discourse connective, therefore, and the meaning remains exactly the same. And another reason why to annotate old lexes may be that some cases of these expressions are captured on the tactogrammatical layer rather according to their structure than to their meaning. And this is true mainly for expressions that are formed by a preposition with plus noun, like with argumentation, with condition, in Czech, argumentací s podmínkou. So on the tactogrammatical layer, all of these expressions have the functor accompaniment. This functor has two basic forms. You may see that there is a large group of ortlexes with the functor accompaniment on the tectogrammatic layer, with the structure preposition with, plus a noun like argument, justification, condition, plus that. And the future annotation of ortlexes could be therefore also based on their structure, and it should be captured on the discourse layer as it is not captured on the tectogrammatical layer. I have there an example from PET, the same as was the previous one, and I would like to show you how the annotation of these sentences could look like in the future. So we are back to our example of privatization. Ministry rejected this approach with the argument that the future of business should be decided by new owners. There is an ortlex with the argument that signals a discourse relation of reason result. And now how it could look like. So again, there is a tree structure and an orange arrow indicating a discourse relation. There is reason as a type of the discourse relation, and the whole expression with the argument that in Czech argumentaci že is added as a discourse marker. Another example of ortlex, but with another structure, with clausal structure, is which means that in Czech to znamená že. I have there an example from PDT. Interest income is discounted in advance, which means that its selling price is lower by the revenue than the nominal value of the certificate. So, again, there is an ortlex, which means that signals a discourse relation of explication, as the content of the first argument is explained in the second one. And now, again, a picture. So we may again see an orange arrow indicating a discourse relation with the abbreviation explicat, meaning explication, and the whole expression, it means that to znamená, že added as discourse marker. So this is how the annotation of ortlexes could look like in the future. And now I would like to introduce you my research on Czech ortlexes, and mainly I would like to concentrate on lexical, syntactic, and semantic characterization. I was searching for all expressions within the total 43,955 of sentences in PDT that were annotated as ortlexes. It means I was searching for all expressions that were provided with the annotator's comment ortlex. There were 261 of such tokens, and within this number there were 94 ortlex types. For example, an ortlex type is the reason is, in Czech důvodem je, that appeared in PDT in 17 tokens. So I distinguish between the type of ortlex and the number of its tokens. The number 261 tokens could seem rather low, but it's because this number is just approximate. Because the annotation of ortlexes is really in the very beginning, and there are several inconsistencies of its annotation. For example, I have looked up all expressions containing the word řečeno in English speaking, like simply speaking, generally speaking, shortly speaking, in Czech obecně řečeno, jednoduše řečeno, krátce řečeno, and I found out how they are annotated. Altogether, there are 53 of these expressions, and 23 of them function as discourse markers, and therefore they should be captured in our annotation. However, in the current stage, there are inconsistencies for example, seven of these expressions were annotated as connectives, three as ortlexes, and 13 remained without annotation. So we may see that the number 261 tokens is just approximate, and it will grow after the detailed annotation. So firstly, I would like to introduce you the syntactic characterization of Chekhov lexis. I examined these expressions in terms of their integration in the clause structure. It means I found out whether these expressions modify another clause element or the whole clauses as the so-called disjuncts. And the results are that 78 types of ortlexes, it means 83%, are integrated in the clause structure. It means they function as clause elements. And 16 types, it means 17%, do not. These are the so-called disjuncts. They stand as if above the sentence and comment on it. I have there some examples. So integrated Chekhov ortlexes are, for example, different, jiný, or similarly, podobně, and non-integrated, the so-called disjuncts, for example, as seen in Czech, jak je vidět. Then I examined also their syntactic structure to find out whether these expressions follow certain syntactic patterns or not. I found out that they occur as noun, phrases, adjectival, numeral, verbal, adverbial, preposition, particle phrases, or whole clauses. And most frequent are three of them, prepositional phrases, like in conflict with this, in Czech v rozporu s tím, whole clauses, like the difference is, rozdílem je, and the third group is formed by verbal phrases, like to precede in Czech předcházet. So now I would like to comment on these three groups in more detail. So the most frequent are prepositional phrases with 33 types of ortlexes. And I have divided them into two subclasses. The first consists of expressions that are formed by a secondary preposition and an anaphoric expression, like in conflict with this, v rozporu s tím. In conflict with is the secondary preposition, and it is the fixed part that signals a certain discourse relation and the type of it. And the second part, an anaphoric expression, may vary. Therefore, there are several examples, again from PDT, like in conflict with this, in conflict with these facts, in conflict with what was said, in Czech, v rozporu s tím, v rozporu s těmito fakty, v rozporu s tím, co bylo řečeno, and so on. And the second subclass is formed by expressions with a primary preposition and a fixed noun signaling that it is an ortlex. So an example could be from this reason, so we may see that the primary preposition is here from, and it is the word reason that signals a discourse relation of reason result. The second group is formed by whole clauses with 27 types of ortlexes, and again I have divided them into two subclasses. The first one is formed by semantically weak verbs, like verbs to be, make, give, or serve, plus a noun, adjective, or adverb that carry the core meaning. The examples are the reason is, důvodem je, the difference is, rozdílem je. So again, it is a noun, adjective, or adverb that carries the main and core meaning and signals that it is an ortlex and that it signals certain type of discourse relation. And the second subclass is formed by non-finite verbs, infinitives or participles, like in Czech blužno dodat, translated as it is necessary to add, or jak je vidět, as seen. These are lexically and grammatically frozen or restricted expressions that function as alt lexis only in a limited set of combination. So, for example, it is not the verb to see that signals at a certain discourse type of relation, but it is the whole combination as seen. And finally, the third group, these are verbal phrases with 19 types of alt lexis. The heads of verbs, the heads of these alt lexis are verbs that themselves signal a certain type of discourse relation, and they do not have to combine with other expressions to become an alt lex, as, for example, as seen on the previous slide. So these expressions are lexically free. It means they may occur in the whole paradigm, and they are not restricted to a limited set of forms. There are, again, several examples, like to precede, předcházet, follow, následovat, give reasons, důvodnit, and so on. So all these verbs may occur in their whole paradigm. We may say it follows, it is followed by, and so on, and it will be always an alt lex, however, as seen only in the particular combination. And now I would like to introduce you the lexical characterization of Czech alt lexis. Again, I divide them into two groups. The first are expressions containing a word that is alt lex by itself. It means that these expressions form several open collocations with no mutual expectancy that is grammatically and lexically unrestricted. It means that a certain word is a key word for that alt lex, and it enters into several open collocations and variations. So, for example, the verb to add in Czech dodat occurs in several variations in PDT, like it is necessary to add, tomu je třeba dodat, he added, dodal, a member of the organization adds, dodává člen organizace, we should add, dodejme, and so on. On the other hand, the second group is formed by multi-word expressions, whose items become an alt lex only in a particular combination. These expressions are both lexically and grammatically restricted. Sometimes they are called lexical boundless. And either they allow only a slight modification, like simply, shortly, generally speaking, in Czech, jednoduše, krátce, obecně řečeno, or they are fully frozen, like what's more. And finally, semantic characterization. So Czech alt lexis firstly signal certain discourse relation, and at the same time they contain an anaphoric expression that refers to the first argument. And there are three groups of Czech alt lexis according to occurrence of anaphoric reference. So, the first group, anaphoric reference may be expressed on the surface layer. I have there an example of this is versus an example is. In Czech, příkladem toho je, příkladem je. We may see that we may use both of these variants and the meaning is the same. So, to express an anaphoric reference on the surface layer is here optional. The second group, anaphoric reference must be expressed on the surface layer. For example, due to valency, as we may see in this example, another fact contrasts with this in Czech, s tím kontrastuje jiná skutečnost. It is impossible to use it without an anaphoric reference. We cannot say another fact contrasts, jiná skutečnost kontrastuje, as it is required by the verb. And the third group, anaphoric reference, cannot be expressed on the surface layer. And these are expressions that are grammatically and lexically restricted. They do not allow any variation, and therefore we cannot use anaphoric reference on the surface layer. So again, I have there an example. Simply speaking, stručně řečeno in Czech, it is impossible to say something like this. Simply speaking, toto stručně řečeno. So these are the three possibilities of expressing an anaphoric reference. Now I would like to introduce you patterns of Czech old lexis. In other words, which Czech old lexis allow this analysis. It means for which of them it is possible to state a general pattern. And this analysis is based on the patterns of English old lexis. So there is a group of Czech old lexis forming several open collocations that are not lexically and grammatically restricted. That may be analyzed in terms of their general patterns, according to which it is possible to generate the concrete realizations in text. So these old lexis have their core or a keyword. It is a word signaling a certain discourse relation that appears in several open collocations. As an illustration, I have the two core or keywords, reason, důvod, and consequence, důsledek, and we may see that they enter into several open collocations, like the reason is, důvodem je, that is the reason why, to je důvod proč, or consequence, a consequence was, důsledkem bylo, a main consequence of this is, hlavním důsledkem toho je. So reason and consequence are core words for these old lexis. For my analysis, I have chosen the word reason and also the words with the same root, in Czech důvod, and words like odůvodnění, odůvodnit. And I have found out that there are six types of Czech old lexis within the total of 94 types in PDT, and I tried to state a general pattern for each of them. I have used these abbreviations, and facultative modifications are marked with round brackets. So now the six types of old lexis with the word důvod and words with the same root. So firstly, it is a preposition, facultatively adjective, the word odůvodnění, and subordinate clause. And we may see the concrete realizations from PDT, like with later justification that, s odůvodněním že, or s pozdějším odůvodněním, and we may generate several other variations. The second is preposition, anaphoric pronoun or adjective, or noun phrase, the word důvod, and the following main clause. Again, example, from this reason, or from the introduced reason, or from the reason of this fact, in Czech, z tohoto důvodu, z uvedeného důvodu, z důvodu této skutečnosti, and so on. The third pattern, there is anaphoric pronoun or noun phrase, verbal phrase, facultative adjective, the word důvod, and following noun phrase or subordinate clause. And the concrete examples are this is the reason why, or this fact is the main reason why, or this is the reason of my success, and so on. Again, these examples are all from PDT. The fourth pattern is formed by a facultative adjective, the word důvod, and facultative anaphoric pronoun or noun phrase, then verbal phrase, noun phrase, or subordinate clause. Again, examples are the reason is that, or the main reason of this is, or the main reason of the division is that, and so on. And the last two, the fifth pattern is formed by a verbal phrase, facultative preposition, adjective, then the words duo and facultative anaphoric pronoun or noun phrase, and the following noun phrase or subordinate clause. And again, the concrete realizations are to give the main reason of this fact, or to give as the main reason of his departure, and so on. And the last one is formed by a verb, by the verb zdůvodnit or odůvodnit, that is followed by an anaphoric pronoun or noun phrase, and followed by a noun phrase or subordinate clause. So again, examples from PDT, to justify it, or to justify this situation by the fact that, or to justify it by the complexity of something. So these were examples how we may state general patterns for Czech ortlexis and how we can generate their concrete realizations in text. So it is possible to form similar patterns for other types of ortlexis, except for lexically frozen or restricted expressions like as seen, jak je vidět, as it occurs only in its frozen combination. And according to the core words, like justification, reason, condition, it will be possible to find other concrete realizations of the individual ortlexis in PDT. And now I would like to introduce you some problems of lemmatization of Czech ortlexis, as I have tried to make a list of the existing Czech ortlexis, and according to which it hopefully will be possible to look up other tokens of them in PDT. As I have said, their annotation in the current stage is rather inconsistent. So firstly, one group of ortlexes has its keyword, like reason, consequence, condition, example, case, and these ortlexes form various open collocations. So this is one group of Czech ortlexes. Then there are expressions functioning as ortlexes only in combination with an anaphoric expression that refers to the previous argument. These are, for example, prepositions like because of, in Czech vůli, unlike, na rozdíl od, sorry, due to, vinou, despite, navzdory, and so on. So these prepositions become ortlexes only in a combination with an anaphoric expression that refers to the first argument. I have there two examples to illustrate this point. The first is, Italy saves. Because of this, some diaries will no longer come out. In Czech, Itálie šetří. Kvůli tomu tam přestanou vycházet některé deníky. So we may see that there is the preposition because of, that is followed by an anaphoric expression this, that refers to the first argument. Therefore, the whole expression because of this functions in this context as ortlex and signals a certain discourse relation. On the other hand, there is the second example. I was ill a whole month. I could not sleep due to cold at night. Marodila jsem celý měsíc, v noci jsem nemohla spát kvůli kašli. Again, there is the preposition due to, but it is not followed by an anaphoric expression, but by a noun cold, and therefore this this expression is not an ortlex. The third group of Czech ortlexes is formed by lexically frozen or restricted expressions like translated, přeloženo, to understand, rozumějme, or as seen, jak je vidět. For these expressions, it was not possible to find a key or core word that would represent them in the list of ortlexes, as they function as ortlexes only in a limited set of combination. And therefore, for example, if we have an ortlex as seen, it's not a good idea to take the infinitive to see as the keyword, because the tokens with the infinitive to see will be in most cases not ortlexes. For example, I saw him and something like that. So there is a list of the found ortlexes in PDT, and if it was possible to use a keyword for the ortlexes, it is used there, and after the colon there are the concrete variants of this found in the current stage of annotations of PDT. So for example there is the word keyword účel aim, and there are its variations like zatím or za tímto účelem, pro tento účel, and so on. Or another keyword may be podmínka. You may see that it occurs in two types, as být podmínkou, s podmínkou že, and so on. And finally, I would like to introduce you possible future issues. In other words, what we need to solve for our future work. And there are two big questions. The first is with terminology. The question is alternative lexicalization of discourse connectives a suitable term? Why not? There are such expressions or there are such discourse relations that lack a connective, and they are expressed or signaled only by ortlexes. For example, in English, there is no adverbial connective for the discourse relation of cause-reason. They may be expressed only by ortlexes like major reason is. Therefore, is the word alternative really suitable if there are cases when ortlex is the only possibility, not alternative to something? And this question is connected also with the second point or second question, and it is, do we need to have two terms for expressions indicating discourse relations? It means discourse connectives and ortlexes. In other words, why to have two terms, connectives and ortlexes, if they have similar or in fact the same functions to signal a certain type of relation? Would it not be more useful to have only one, let's say, umbrella term, discourse connectives for both classic connectives and ortlexes, as it is suggested, for example, by Professor Jana Hofmanová? So these are two big questions we need to solve. And annotation of Czech ortlexes is our future work, what we would like to do now, but firstly we must solve several theoretical questions. So there are some references I spoke about during my speech, and also data sources, and thank you for your attention.
Much for your nice and very well-structured talk. And I have some questions, but I would like first to listen to questions from the audience. So who will be the first?
So you analyzed You analyze the patterns of the discourse connectives or of the outlexes. And I was just wondering, because you define them positively by examples how they look, if you use them as a classification rule, what would be the precision of that rule? Whether you would get a lot of false positives if you just applied these patterns, or whether you think that these aren't just ideal for classifying the phenomena in language.
So this analysis of patterns was really based on the study by the collective authors, Prasad and other authors, that did the same for English. And I think they that also the analysis for outlexes with reason in English. So my analysis was based really on that study. So your question is whether it is needed to do this analysis or... Then outlexes. Yeah, of course. We must manually analyze whether the anaphoric expression refers to the first argument or not. If not, it doesn't function as outlex. But definitely there would be examples like this.
Does anybody tell patterns is a good means?
But I didn't say that it is only anaphoric reference, but it must be anaphoric reference that refers to the first argument, not to another clause element. This is crucial point. At the first stage, I tried to follow them completely because I thought that it is a good idea to compare Czech and English, and that it is better to use the same analysis to really find out whether Czech outlexes and English outlexes differ or whether they are the same. But then I found out that, for example, their lexical characterization is not suitable in all aspects also for Czech outlexes. For example, they strictly try to analyze outlexes in terms of their lexically restrictness and whether the outlexes are lexically frozen or not. But in some cases, in Czech, I think it is not possible to say it so strictly. So in my analysis, I tried to make a scale of these expressions with two polar scales. At the one pole, there are expressions that are fully frozen, and at the second pole, there are outlexes that enter the open collocations, but between these two maxims there is a scale. So, for example, Prasad and other authors do not make this scale. They understand outlexes more strictly.
So, who is the next one? Well, if not so, I may have some remarks. One remark is to the final slide. I think, well, not just ideologically, so to say. I think that we have to, that these were, the issues mentioned were mostly terminological, but I think we have many issues which we have to solve, which do not concern terminology, but the substance of the of this problem. And that's a question which would relate to what Sharka asked, but I don't have the figures in my head. You said that according to the preliminary investigations of it, to say according to the comments of the annotators, whether there are arplex expressions or arplex, arplexes to express some discourse relations. You said it was about 46,000 cases. How does this compare to the pen treatment or the pen discourse annotation? I mean, that's something which typologically would interest me, whether in Czech we have the same proportion of express connectives and the alternative expressions, the same proportion as in English. That's maybe one interesting question to compare the languages, so to say. Another thing which I want to add, and you who work with me on this course may say that it is my hobby to make this remark, is that there are many discourse relations which are implicit. So we speak now only about the annotation of explicit expression of discourse relations by two types. One is the one which is already annotated. That means there is a connective, one expression, which realizes the discourse relation. And now what we want to add is the realization of a discourse relation, but again, explicitly, by more than one word, so to say, or more than, well, more than one expression. But there are many relations which are not expressed explicitly, but we know that there is a discourse relation between two arguments. Now, this is something we have to look at, and I hope we will. So this is just that it's not that we have only a nice restricted field which we investigate. The other thing which also concerns, I think, the whether we have a restricted field also concerns the alternative lexicalization, because, I mean, you nicely tried to categorize the expressions, the outlexes. But I believe that we may come to a much broader field, that there are not only 290 or something types, but that we certainly will reach a much larger number. And now the question, the interesting question is, can we really say that this is the end, so to say? I mean, can we really say that it's just the clause, or is the complex sentence, or whatever? So I think this is another issue which might be interesting to look at. But this was my question, which I put down. But I think you then referred to it and answered it. Actually, my question was whether all altlexes are replaceable, and you said no. That there are some altlexes which cannot be replaced by connectives or by simple connectives. You are right that
we would need a word which would put together Arplex and connective. I mean, we were used to use connective for connectors. I mean, one single, mostly one word, but we need to make, to find some expression. But that's not the main problem, I'm afraid. And then I wondered why you spoke about lemmatization. I mean, why did you use the word lemmatization for the...
Because I tried to list existing orplexes, and I wanted to have a list because we need to search for other tokens of orplexes that are not captured in the first stage of annotations. And if I tried to do so, there were many problems. Which word should be a keyword for that orplex? Or whether some orplexes may have a keyword or not. So this was the reason why I tried to answer such questions.
Yeah, and my last question, I don't know whether you are the person to reply or whether Jirka Merovsky would be the right person to reply. Well, when we had just connective as a single word, then I could understand how this is realized in the annotation of the treatment. But now you have to put together larger expressions and to say this is connective. So how this will be realized in the tree bank annotation? Would it be a different kind of graphs or trees or whatever?
That's the question we need to solve now with Jirovsky. And he suggested that this discourse arrow would have an attribute orplex and one or zero, and that in the first or the next stage we will capture whether the expressions are orplexes or not, but it will be possible I can't the English word, schova.
To hide
the attribute in the future.
So that was the answer. So I think these were my remarks, my questions. So you don't know the number of artlexes in how many artlexes they have in the annotation of the pen tree pen.
I don't remember.
You think it might be mentioned somewhere? Because this might be interesting to see.
It's mentioned in their article, but I don't remember.
Because they have the same number of sentences in the tree bank, so it would be comparable, I think, if we look at the situation. Okay. Yes, please.
I have a question. Don't mention that I have, because you are now working with some even in the data, right? We have over 46,000 sentences, and you found about 200 or 300 examples. Isn't it just too little?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the question is, are they really so rare, or we just don't label the others?
I think that's the second point, right? That the annotators, in the very first stage, or at the very beginning of the annotations, annotated orplexes very rarely, or only in some cases. So it's just our future work. We need to do it in more detail and to be better.
So do you have any idea how many of them you can expect to have in the data? 1,000 in total, or?
I don't know. Sorry.
But I would have the same doubts that 290 is really a very low number. It's something what we reached up to now in the analysis of data, but this, I'm sure, will grow by more, but also, and this may be also connected with the question of the comparison of English data and Czech data, because that the number of types also concerns whether we look as one type of one form of the keyword, for instance, or whether we put under the same type the different forms of the keyword. I mean, keyword when it's not preposition plus a word, but then the form is the same. But I mean, keyword separately, taken separately. So that this may change also the number of the tokens. But I also saw that it was 290s.
Yeah, but Wordplex is really learned in the core of the first stage of the annotation, and we should say that our annotators have problems, enough problems with the very discussed connectors, for example, like Potom, it is a connected problem. So this is really the reason why we don't have so many Wordplexes now. But I think that this number can be much, much, much more higher if we don't think just about alternative lexicalization, and now I'm coming back to the terminology. Even just have some doubts about the word alternative. I have some doubts about the word lexicalization, because I think that this is not the matter of lexical items only, but of grammatical forms too. And so generally it is a matter of forms, not only lexical forms. And for example, whenever we have a comparative at the beginning of a sentence, it can actually function as a discourse alternative, alternative connector. For example, when we say it is better to do something, it is more important to do something, it is more necessary or whatever. So whenever we have it is and, or even not, it is just comparative at the beginning, it can work as a discourse connector. And I think there are other forms too, which can have some connective function. Then this list would be very, very long.
And this leads to another issue, I think, which is the to look at the connectives or discourse relations also in relation to anaphoric relations, because I think this is what you have just said, and the examples show that demonstrate. There is an anaphoric relation, and the question then is, should we look at each anaphoric relation as expressing a discourse relation? I think the first answer would be yes, because yeah, but then you will certainly come to more discourse relations than we expect them. Well, if not, I think this is a nice piece of work, that we all know, and she knows first of all that there is a lot of work to be done, but she has 3 years for that, or 4 years, so we do hope that within that period of time we can make some, or she will certainly will make some progress. So many thanks again, and I would like to invite you for next week, which is
22nd.
Oh, it's already next week. Oh yes, that's true. I'm sorry. Okay, so next week, Martin Kay, he confirmed his talk on Monday. I think it's a wonderful occasion to listen to the pioneer, and it's one of the pioneers of computational linguistics. Aleš will be so kind as to open the possibility to talk to Martin. I don't think we should use him too much, actually, because he's here just for one day, but certainly Monday morning. Okay, so thank you very much and see you next week.